Early voting is now underway in Illinois ahead of the primary election on March 17th. The 2nd Congressional District stretches from the south side of Chicago along the Indiana border to parts of Champaign and Vermilion counties. The district's current Congresswoman, Robin Kelly, decided not to seek re-election so that she can run for the U.S. Senate seat. As IPM's David Pierce reports, that decision has led to several Democratic, Republican, and Independent candidates competing to replace Kelly.
Immigrant workers. They're blaming off black workers.
At a 2025 Labor Day parade, people lined Desplaines Street in Chicago's West Loop to air out grievances with the Trump administration regarding workers' rights.
Any group that they could possibly scapegoat.
Alongside the crowd was State Senator Robert Peters, who has served Illinois' 13th Senate District for the last 7 years, which stretches from Chicago's downtown to the Indiana border.
Medicare for all. It's making sure that we have universal health care. Not only trying to bring back SNAP benefits, but how do we make sure we ease the pressures of people who have food deserts? How do we make sure that we deal with climate change and the fact that communities, particularly in the south suburbs and in our rural communities, are struggling with flooding? How do we make sure that communities have the resources they need to fight back against that?
Peters is in a crowded field of Democratic contenders at the time of this recording. One of which is Jesse Jackson Jr., who is trying to return to the 2nd Congressional District, an office he held from 1995 until he resigned in 2012. Jackson pleaded guilty to misusing $750,000 in campaign funds, spending the money as a personal slush fund. He served nearly 2 years in custody. He says he's earned a second chance.
And so I've been fighting for the forgiveness and the redemption of all mankind, of all men and women. Not just Joe Biden's son and family that was pardoned by the governor, by the president. Not just the 1,500 people that Donald Trump pardoned because they were his political supporters. But every man and woman in our system who's erred deserves a second chance.
He is a part of a political family. The son of prominent civil rights leader and presidential candidate Jesse Jackson and brother of Congressman Jonathan Jackson of Illinois' 1st Congressional District. In November, Jesse Jackson Jr. was in Danville to encourage residents that jobs could be brought to central Illinois if an airport was to be built in Chicago's south suburbs to ship packages globally.
It means farmers are going to be able to get their products to market. It means UPS, DHL, Amazon, these large tech companies are going to be able to locate to our area. Hotels, Hyatt, Hilton, Fairmont, all come next door to airports.
One Republican is running for this seat, Michael Scott Nowick, who did not respond to our request for an interview. Independent candidate Ashley Banks is also running.
You can vote for your choice in the Illinois primary on March 17th, 2026. The winners will compete in the general election in November, helping determine if the next U.S. Congress will hold a majority Democratic or Republican seats. David Pierce, IPM News.